Today's GeoQuiz is from Africa. We're looking for the name of a country in East Africa, to be a bit more precise. It borders, among other places, Tanzania and Ethiopia, and its two official languages are Swahili and English. The country became independent in 1963. Before that, it was a British colony. And 60 years ago, this was the place where Princess Elizabeth happened to be when her father, King George VI, died. So it was this country where Princess Elizabeth became Queen Elizabeth II. Today, Britain is marking that anniversary, and so too are some people in the country she had been visiting, as we'll hear in a few minutes. Now, back to today's GeoQuiz. We were looking for the country where Princess Elizabeth happened to be at the moment she became Queen Elizabeth II. Not where she was crowned, mind you, but where she was when her father died. The world's Alex Gallifant takes us back to that time.
This is London. It is with the greatest sorrow that we make the following announcement.
We've gone back 60 years to February 6th, 1952.
The king, who retired to rest last night in his usual health, passed peacefully away in his sleep earlier this morning.
George VI was 56. The BBC cancelled most of its programming for the rest of the day, and school children across Britain were sent home, including one called Margaret Lavender.
We were quite sad because, being 13, we'd grown up with the king being the king and the queen being the queen, the queen mother, as she became. So we were sent home, and this was about 10 or 11 in the morning. So the news would have got out by then. And about that time, I suppose, Princess Elizabeth was eventually being told, because they could not get through to Treetops.
Treetops was a hotel in a national park, but it wasn't anywhere near the royal palace where George VI passed away. It was in Kenya, then a British colony, and the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Princess Elizabeth, then 25, and her husband Prince Philip had flown there days before on an official visit. They'd gone instead of the king, who was ill. In Kenya, they were greeted by Treetop staff, including Nashun Mariti, now 83.
We met at Treetops. I helped carry the luggage from the car all the way to the room. When she reached the treehouse, she was just about to climb the ladder, and then she saw a herd of about 100 elephants, and she was so thrilled.
How tragic to think that even as she was on the veranda at Treetops, looking out on the wild animals of Africa, going about their strange ways in the moonlight, that at such a moment she should become queen.
As soon as her father passed away, Princess Elizabeth automatically became the new monarch, so she had to return home immediately. In those days, the flight from Kenya back to the UK was 19 hours long. When the young queen's plane arrived in London, dignitaries were there to meet it. Reporters too, including Reg Turnill.
She led the way out of the plane, and at the foot of the steps was met by Prime Minister Winston Churchill, by then a very old man, and he bowed deeply and took the hand of a very young and pretty new queen. She was wearing a black hat and coat with black gloves, and I wondered if she'd taken with them just in case.
Elizabeth Alexandra Mary.
2 days later, on February 8th, Elizabeth was formally proclaimed queen.
Our late sovereign of happy memory, become Queen Elizabeth II. By the grace of God.
Today, various gun salutes marked 60 years since the Queen's accession to the throne. But as a measure of how much the world has changed since then, consider this. In 1954, the new Queen made her second state visit overseas. It was to Libya, the scene of a famous Allied victory in the Second World War, and a country many hoped would be a powerful ally for the British in the Arab world. During her visit, the Queen was awarded an honour by King Idris. He'd become king the year before Elizabeth was crowned. But Idris remained King of Libya only until 1969, when he was deposed in a coup led by Muammar Gaddafi. Libya doesn't look the same now. Nor does Kenya, independent since 1963, nor does the UK for that matter. But the Queen remains the Queen. For the World, I'm Alex Gallifant.